I'm Sarah Marshall. I'm the planning enforcement team leader. I'm also the case officer for this investigation, which is the alleged breach of planning control, namely the change of use of the land for the stationing of mobile homes for residential purposes. We received the complaint on the Monday. We confirmed that it was in private ownership and therefore it would not be an encampment, that it would be a UDC matter that we would need to look into. I went down on site. I met with people who were residing at the site. We discussed what they were doing and what their intentions were. On the 27th of July, the council went to the High Courts of Justice, or the Royal Courts of Justice in London, and we obtained an emergency injunction, which we have put on the land. That is to restrict the number of people who are living on the site. It's restricting the number of caravans on the site and any unauthorised development on the site. That doesn't include the 2 metre high fence that has been put up around the boundary, which I have actually measured. We're going back to the Royal Courts of Justice to confirm the, to hear the injunction next week. The occupiers of the land will be there to also argue their case or to have the judge confirm whether or not the injunction can remain on the land or not. We are also looking at taking formal enforcement action for this change of use. Now, there is a right of appeal against any enforcement action that is taken, so we need to ensure that we have done everything that we need to do. Any action needs to be robust, it needs to be defendable by the council, and it needs to be proportionate. We need to take into consideration the occupants' status, we need to consider Child Welfare, Equalities Act, human rights as well. So that needs to all be taken into consideration when we take action. We weren't able to take any stop action because it's residential occupation, so that was out of the, we can't deal with that. So at the moment we are looking at taking enforcement action. It could, if it does go to appeal, it's likely to be an inquiry, which can be a lengthy process. But as I say, we need to have our, you know, everything all done so that we have a robust case to argue. There has also been an application that has been submitted to the council for this change of use. It is currently invalid and we are waiting for additional information which will make it valid, and then if that does become made valid, it will go through the due process. So it will be assessed against the council's policies, a determination will be made whether or not it be approval or refusal. Members of the public will be made aware of that and they will have an option to make their comments on it.